In a few minutes, how Costco wants to be in a relationship with you. I'm David Brancaccio. Today, the European Central Bank followed policymakers at the U.S. Federal Reserve and chose to leave interest rates alone. The Europeans believe their economies are still operating below par. In the U.S. case, the situation is stronger, but not so strong that wages have gone up that much. I asked Diane Swonk about this today. She's chief economist at the tax and advisory firm Grant Thornton.
That is one of the things he spent the most time on. I think it's the most important is how Chairman Powell has set himself apart from the rest of the committee and really gone out and said, listen, we still have slack in our economy and we know it because we don't have the heat and wages we'd like to see. He'd like to see a hot labor market, and that means wages rising much more rapidly. He also noted from his Fed Listens events how much a long economy with stamina, an expansion with stamina to it, brings people in from the sidelines, but that alone isn't enough either. We need to see these wages accelerating more broad-based across the economy, not just in pockets.
Yesterday, the Fed in Washington. Today, it's the European Central Bank with the former IMF chief, Christine Lagarde, now the president at the ECB. They just sat tight today. That's no surprise.
No surprise, and she's learned from her predecessors who become central bank heads, particularly at the ECB. Right now, the best thing to do when you're starting out is to make no news in financial markets than news in financial markets, because if you move financial markets, you probably did something wrong.
Would have been tough for her to cut rates this time around, given the fact that they're already negative, for Pete's sake.
It is already negative, and she really is trying to deal with political divisions within the ECB as well. Almost everybody is now heading up central banks that have deep divisions about what they can and cannot do, what are their limits, and what more should they do in a world where they've run out of rates to cut.
Diane Swonk, the chief economist at Grant Thornton, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Back in the U.S., the number of people signing up for unemployment benefits surged in the last week, the biggest spike since the fall of 2017. This is a volatile statistic, but we'll keep an eye on it. Today is the last day for Democratic presidential candidates to qualify for the next TV debate, the one set for a week from tonight in Los Angeles. And it looks like 7 of the 15 remaining candidates will be on that stage. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams explains what that cost them.
So far in the 2020 race, candidates in both parties have raised more than $620 million combined. But to get onto the Democratic debate stage, it doesn't really matter how much you raise, says Sarah Briner at the Center for Responsive Politics. What matters is how many donors candidates get that money from.
This means that big money is just not as important as getting 25 $10 donations, because that counts towards your donor threshold.
In this case, candidates need at least 200,000 individual donors. Casey Dominguez, who teaches political science at the University of San Diego, says that helps winnow the field a bit, but
The threshold that the DNC has set hasn't really been a barrier to the main candidates. It seems like the polling is what's determining who's going to be on the stage.
Polling, which tends to reflect those who have enough money in their campaigns to keep their names in front of voters. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
You spoke, we listened. Marketplace socks are back, and right now we have a real deal for you. You can get not one, but two pairs of socks. That's one for each of our new Marketplace designs when you donate $60 or more today. Or you can sign up to give $5 a month, same deal. Support independent news you trust at marketplace.org and get these snazzy new Marketplace socks as a thank you for your contribution. And thank you for believing in what we do. We really do appreciate it. What some call the you'll never get out of there for less than 200 bucks store, Costco, releases quarterly results later today. Its stock is up more than 40% this year, Marketplace's Nova Safo reports.
At a Costco in New York City, Evelyn Rodriguez is leaving the store with groceries and art supplies for her kids.
I'm here all the time. They all know me in here.
Rodriguez stretches her dollar by shopping in bulk, such as the nuclear winter supply of ketchup in her shopping cart. 6 giant bottles.
The price you pay for the bulk pack? In a store, you're getting one bottle that size. The bulk is the key here.
A key component of Costco's success. It can offer bulk items cheaper, including brand names, and pass on the savings. But the company has also expanded into more luxury items, Apple computers, Coach handbags. Brian Eshelman, head of retail at the consulting firm Alex Partners, says there's a current so-called barbell effect. Consumers are spending more on luxury goods and stretching their dollars on staples. He says Costco's business model falls nicely into that trend.
They offer a value in the bulk purchasing of food, gas, consumable items like that. But also, they offer more luxury goods at a discount price.
Combine that with memberships needed to shop at Costco, and customers keep coming back. And they get perks like cheap gas and eyewear.
This format has proved to be very popular in the U.S.
That's analyst Charlie O'Shea of Moody's, who points out that it's also showing promise in China, where Costco opened a pilot location in August, and it's being copied by others.
Amazon is taking a lot of pages out of the Costco playbook with its Prime membership. Offer members more. Make them more loyal.
Those loyal customers include Stephanie Kretschmer, who features the latest Costco clothing fashions on her Instagram page, Costco Casuals. She's found an online community.
You know, I had one woman say, her husband says, if you can't get it at Costco, you don't need it. So there's other fans out there, kind of extremists, if you will.
She says she visits Costco weekly looking for those bargains. Another loyal member driving sales. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
And you can do a lot of virtual things on a smartphone, right? Now, a company called Rewound has built an app that makes your phone look and work like an old iPod with a click wheel. Pretty meta. Should improve it so it feeds the music to its own virtual earbuds so only the app can hear the music. There's another app where you can watch a virtual tree grow as a way to stop you from using your smartphone all the time. Forest app, it's called. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.